So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of The Deep Dive. I really appreciate you. Let's start there. Let's just shed some appreciation onto each other for this interesting relationship that we have where you tune in and listen to me as I sit here and talk at a time that's not live. So you're actually listening to an old version of me, which is fascinating. And by the time we meet in person, you have listened as an old version of you. So we're going to meet each other as entirely new individuals. So just kind of a cool little mind game to think about. And it's important because I am starting to do some more live events. I'm currently in Toronto right now. Toronto. That's the way I was told it needs to be said with no T on the second part. Toronto. And Monday the 22nd, we are putting on a ceremonial listening experience of my record Permission, which is a blend of original music composition, spoken word poetry, and a unique storyline in what I call a media medicine journey. It is something I'm incredibly proud of and excited to start bringing on the road to different cities. So the 22nd of October, we are here in Toronto, and then the 27th, we are in New York. And so if you are in the New York area, Womb Center, we are hosting this really incredible space with epic sound system and visuals, and it's just really cool. And I'm excited to bring this there and share this with all of you. So if you're in New York, the 27th, you can follow the link in the show notes or head over to my Instagram, adam.roa, which is where you'll be able to find a link in my bio there. So today's topic is about input and output, something that has been really how do I even describe it? It's this balance, right? There's a balance, and it's never, when I say balance, what I mean is when you scale out, you could look at the timeline and say, wow, there was this amount of time spent in input and there's this amount of time spent in output, and it arrives at a balance. But there's seasons. So at any given moment, you may be in more of one than the other. So for me, I have been in a period of output, incredible amount of output for, I'm not even sure, because I was on tour with Permission to Think Freely in Canada, and that was an incredible amount of output. And then I came back home, and within a month, Azri and I had broken up, which was this emotional whirlwind. And pretty immediately, the message came through to start filming the show, right? The Art of Choosing Love. If you're not familiar with that, it is what I've been pouring myself into. It is a YouTube personal development, conscious reality show behind the scenes of everything that we're doing on the road here and this journey of being single for the first time in 10 years. And what does that mean? How do I relate to women now and men? And it's fascinating. It's my life and it's unfiltered. So if you're not familiar with that, you can go to theartofchoosinglove.com or go to YouTube and Google it. But the point is that I received the message, go and film everything. And so within 2 weeks, essentially, within a week, I was recording myself. And then within 2 weeks, I had my buddy Ryan and we were filming everything. We were filming the process, not even knowing what we were filming. And so coming back from tour, going through the breakup, which was an emotional whirlwind, and then immediately diving into this project, I have been in this output consistently. And the other day I had this incredible experience in Boulder, Colorado, because I had originally scheduled a listening of the record, the same one that I'm bringing to Toronto and New York. I'd scheduled this listening of the record for Boulder, Colorado. And I canceled it. And the reason I had canceled it is because I recognized that I was still filling every moment with output. I was there in Denver to speak at an event, which was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday was this free day before we flew out on Tuesday. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. I have this day. Why don't I fill it with providing output again? Why don't I share this record, share this medicine, hold space for people because I'm so passionate about it. It's my life's purpose. And when I really tuned into it, I realized my body was ready for some input, some receiving, right? Because as you're putting it out, think of it like, I don't really have a good analogy. I'm trying to think of one right here on the spot. But think of it as a, I don't know, let's just think about it as a hose for a second. And it's flowing, right? Nothing can go in while water is flowing out. Does that make sense? This isn't the best analogy. I've done better, but hey. And so just when we look at it from that perspective, when there's that much output, it's like this rushing, just water flowing. Nothing can actually enter. And so for me, I was just feeling it in my system. I was feeling like I was depleting myself by pouring out and not allowing spirit or God or the universe or source, whatever we want to call this part of us that we are connected to that is bigger than us. I had not been creating the space to receive and be in communication with that force. And this is where we have talked about creativity before, because I believe that creativity is the highest expression of our souls. I also believe that all of our creative ideas exist already beyond time. They already exist, and therefore they're just a frequency that we can tap into. And so tapping into that frequency requires the ability to calmly, quietly find yourself in stillness to really attune to where you're at. So when I canceled the show in Boulder, that was because I could feel that I needed the space. I needed the spaciousness. I wanted to listen. Because as we output, remember that as we output, whatever it is that we're creating, when we are taking action on it, we are still taking action on a past idea. We can never really take action on something that's right in the present. So just by the very delay of time, if you get an idea, oh, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat that apple, it's still going to be 10 seconds later that you get the apple and you take a bite relative to when you had the idea. And so in the creation of this show, for example, it's like, wow, let's create this, let's create this, let's create this. What about this idea? Fantastic. And then we start taking action on it. And that action may take weeks or months to fully flesh out. We're talking about leading a retreat. We're talking about going back on tour with permission to think freely. All of these ideas that are great, that get action gets to be taken on them now for something that's going to manifest in the future. And understanding that as I'm taking that action, as I'm taking that action, it's based off of who I was when I had the idea. And allowing myself the opportunity to sit in stillness and receive, the ideas can shift because I'm a different person. Say you've been working on a project for 3 months. You are incredibly different 3 months later. If you're into personal development work and you are constantly looking at yourself and you're in this state of self-awareness and evaluation consistently, you will not be the same person 3 months later. And so are you having regular check-ins? Are you giving yourself the space to check in, sit in stillness and go, okay, the idea I had 3 months ago Is it still aligned with who I am now? And with everything I've learned over the last 3 months, are there adjustments? Are they pivots, as I like to call them? Are there pivots that can be implemented? Pivots that can happen that are more aligned, that take into consideration all of the growth and development I've had for the last 3 months. There are ideas that we have for the show that are incredibly valuable, that never would have been possible 3 months ago. Who we were 3 months ago is not who we are now, and therefore the ideas that we have currently are entirely new ideas. And so the question that you get to ask yourself is, are you creating the space to receive the new frequency of ideas and inspiration that weren't there before, that weren't even possible before? And it's something that was so valuable, because this day in Boulder, we created that space, had nothing on the calendar. And then as that space freed up, we realized, oh, there's some people we'd like to meet up with in Boulder through sheer inspiration that we hadn't thought of until we created the space to not have things on the calendar. And those meetings have all been incredibly powerful. That day was so magic. It felt like we were truly being guided by something bigger than ourselves into these meetings and these connections that would lead to things that are currently in the works that we're very, very excited about. It was as if the universe said, hey, thank you for creating the space to receive all the things you've been asking for. With all the output that has been there, there's been no space for the universe to give it to us. And so that led to even creating space in Mount Shasta, which is where we went afterwards, and allowing ourselves a full day where we woke up and Ryan was like, yeah, I feel overwhelmed because I have all of this stuff that I know. You know, we're kind of in the TPS reports thing where there's always more work to do. And it's like, I want to go and have this day in nature on the mountain, and I feel like there's so much stuff to get done. And having just had the experience in Boulder, that created an ease to knowing that going onto the mountain and having the day in nature and taking that space was important. And it was. It was not what I expected it to be. Wound up being in a deep release process, a lot of emotions that I didn't even realize were under the surface. But that happened because the space was created. And now I feel so much lighter. And I know that because of the amount that was released during that experience, I am not carrying the same level of emotional density in my system. And therefore, it's freed up space for something new. And so my encouragement to you, and the reason I'm sharing this with you, is because we live in a society that regularly and consistently overvalues the output. You are being conditioned to be putting it out. More Instagram posts, more Facebook posts, more work hours, more hustle, more grind. The output is valued so highly in our society that it's not often that people are telling you the value of the input. Creating the space for you to receive. Because even when the input is being talked about, it's talked about in this way as if it's kind of just this spiritual, like, good for your health and well-being. But this is what I'm talking about, is a direct translation of the input being of value to your output. Everything you want to create, everything you want to take action on, the input is just as valuable, if not more so, because if you're still taking action on who you were a year ago, you're doing yourself a disservice, because who you are a year later is so much more evolved that it can create ease and grace for everything that you want. So my encouragement to you is for you to hear this, to listen to this, and when this ends, take inventory. Take actual inventory and feel into your system and decide for yourself, have you been creating space for input? Have you been creating stillness so that you can listen and receive the inspiration based on who you are now? And from that, you can take inspired action based on who you want to be and what you want to create. This is a game of pivoting. You think that you set one path and that's just a straight line? That's going to cause a lot of pain and suffering because there'll be resistance to the ebb and flow as you evolve, and therefore what your inspiration, your motivation, and your skill sets evolve. So do that. Take that time and see what sort of magic comes through in that stillness. As always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.